Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Let's now turn our attentions to Arsenal-Liverpool at Anfield this Sunday. Oh, God. James Pearce, when we were looking at this three-game run of fixtures, I don't think we really were hoping that we'd come to Arsenal at the end of it needing to win. It's certainly possible. Our record at Anfield is still good. The crowd will hopefully be behind them. But Arsenal are different gravy this season. It will be a hell of a challenge.
Yeah, it will be. Yeah, I must admit, they've surprised me. I thought they would fall away at some point. But you've got to give Arteta a lot of credit when you think, didn't feel like it was that long ago when, you know, was it the start of last season when they lost, was it the first three without scoring a goal? Yeah. And all the noise around it, and he made some bold calls, didn't he, with, you know, shipping out some big names and high earners and putting his faith in youth. And you'd say, you know, they've almost been Liverpool-esque in terms of recruiting really wisely and proving that you can strengthen from even when you're outside the Champions League if you're clever with it. They've been ridiculously consistent. But in saying that, and I do think I'm strangely confident. I don't know why. But yeah. It just defies logic in some ways. But, you know, first home game for Liverpool since the 7-0 against United 5 weeks ago. And, God, it feels like 5 years ago rather than 5 weeks. Mm. But I think Arsenal haven't won at Anfield for 11 years. You know, there was all that business, wasn't there, with Arteta blaring out, "You never walk alone" on the training pitch, which was very strange and all that. And then he actually brought the place to life himself, didn't he, by picking a fight on the touchline that Liverpool would you know, produce nothing that day, and then he got them going. So hopefully he might do the same on Sunday. I thought before the week started, I thought 5 points minimum, really, in terms of top four. Obviously now you think, four would be unbelievable and would just give you that tiny glimmer of hope. They do command respect, Arsenal, but I still think there's pressure on them. There's a lot more pressure on them, actually, I think, probably more than on Liverpool going into this one.
And I think they've got this thing, James mentioned it there, because they haven't got a great record at Anfield, that will be in the backs of their minds going into this. Yeah. You know, it's a hurdle. Every game's a hurdle. This whole take it one game at a time is absolutely fine. But they're getting to that business part of it now. Yeah. And going to somewhere where you have got a terrible record, you're fighting against the record as well as for the standard 3 points as well.
Yeah, well, we've been there and we know what the pressure's like going up against Man City in a title race, and they're the ones who are going to be flapping it, not us. Especially if the players feel the way most of us do about top four, to be honest. If they're feeling like, oh, we're not getting top four, then we're going in it with sort of no expectations, which I think sort of takes stress off us, really. Yeah. It's taking stress off me, it stops me worrying. But yeah, anyway, I feel like they're the ones that are going to be feeling a bit more stressed than we are, which is making me feel very hopeful. Plus, we don't really lose when I go the game, so we'll be fine.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm looking forward to it.
It sounds like you're very worried about your WhatsApp groups, if I'm being
honest. Do you know what it is like? I've said it for a while. This might not even be the right time for this conversation, but Arsenal fans are the most unbearable fans online. I'll be so real about it. And the fact of the matter is, if they manage to win this league this season, forget how bad the rest of the standard of the league has been in order for that to have happened. But if they do, there will be Arsenal fans that will say it with chest that Mikel Arteta should be held in the same breath as Jurgen Klopp because they both hold one Premier League trophy. Yeah. And that's what I can't live with. And there have been seasons over the last couple of years where, again, going back to that 18-19 season, we draw with Arsenal in October of that season. I think it was either 1-1 or 0-0, but we draw with them. If we beat them and they do us a favour, we win that league on 99 points while City have got 98. Last season, if they didn't shit the bet, like, unknowingly to us, Arsenal have been a team that have not done us any real solids in the footballing grand scheme of things for a hot minute, you know. And they're going to expect us now to roll over so they can tickle our bellies. No chance. But there is still a chance that that's just going to happen and I'm going to be really gutted by it.
Who would you rather win the league?
It's better the devil you know, James.
Yeah?
Better the devil you know. And it's because we've seen it. We've been there. We've went toe-to-toe right up until the last day and we've had our hearts broken. Mm. And then we've done it again and we've been realistic to the facts that City will go to the last day and go to the wire.
It would do my head in if Arsenal won the league at like the first attempt without having to go through the heartbreak first. Because like, it's like, you know, it's the same like facts, the best drivers fail the first time. Test, yeah, you know, yeah. Nothing to do with how I managed to pass me driving test.
It would crush me because they would feel as though they have earned the right to stick the chest out and have that. To some extent you have because you've won the Premier League.
Mm-hmm. We did it.
Yeah, like, we did it, do you know what I mean? But at the same time, when you're going up against the juggernaut of City, you don't just get to, like, why would City, like, bow out to them? Like, we've been pushing them for that long. Why would City go, you know, like, why would you let your understudy, you're not going to let your apprentice steal your job, are you? Do you know what I mean? And that you're not, like, he's letting Arteta steal a march on him if he goes on to do it. I just it just doesn't sit well with me. And from an Arsenal fan perspective, the timeline will be a lot more unbearable if they go on to win it.
I get where you're coming from with that, but that's by the by to me. It's just one of them things.
Like, would you rather they Arsenal win it?
Yeah, 100%. 100%. I can't stand Man City. Can't stand Pep Guardiola or Arsenal.
It feels hollow when City win.
Yeah, when they win
it. Arsenal win it. Because they've done it the right way as well as all the points that James made before.
The Liverpool way.
Well, yeah, they've done it. We can respect that. Yeah, so there will still be a level of respect, but it would hurt that, as Paul said, they haven't had to earn it. They've almost just kind of went toe to toe and just kind of casually got themselves across the line, and it's like the seasons just don't align for Liverpool in that way.
I like the idea because I think there's more the romantic in me, the more nobility in the way that Arsenal have done it. You know, nobility in one set of billionaires doing it over another set of billionaires instead of another set of billionaires. But I like that approach. And I like the more organic approach is what Liverpool have done. Yeah. I feel like there's a little bit more honour or whatever in that. But also, every time we've been in a title race, nobody's wanted us to win it.
Yeah.
And because more people hate us than hate Man City. Mm-hmm. And it's a little bit like that. I don't like... I admire the way they play. I love seeing people happy. You know, anyone watch my Instagram story the other day? There was people having a mad rave 2 hours doors from ours the other day when I was settling down having my decaf tea. But everyone was having a boss time and I'm fine with that as long as it's not banging on my doors and windows at 2 in the morning and people having a good time. I like people having a good time. But I'm old enough to remember them fucking beating us in Anfield and stealing the title from us, you know, in 89. So I give a fuck Arsenal. Yeah. I don't, City are just like, it's like taking a mulligan on the season because City have cheated the way. They might as well cheat another football club out of the title, and at least there'll be more people who hate City, and then eventually a groundswell of more people around the Premier League will put eyes towards City and start to actually scrutinise that as opposed to giving them a pass because you hate their opponent more than them.
Well, let me put it to you this way as well. You get to go on a Bet Mate show and you're sitting across the table from Arsenal Fan TV's Ty. And he's trying to compare Klopp and Arteta because he will. How do we live in that world? How do you keep your sanity in that conversation?
Yeah.
It's got to be City. It's got to be City, Dan. It's got to be.
I flip between the two. Like, one minute I'm like, oh, yeah, it's better for the league if Arsenal win it. And then the next minute I'm like, yeah, but I like the idea of us being the only ones who manage to sort of bring City down in this moment. And then it sort of makes us feel, sort of makes me feel better about the last couple of years that we managed to bring them down. And if Arsenal go and do that in the first year, I don't know. It doesn't take away from what we achieved. But it does a bit.
I just give credit to Arsenal in that instance. I think sometimes you just got to take your hat off to another football club, and the way Mikel Arteta's gone about his business, the one hurdle he hasn't overcome yet is Anfield, ironically enough, and getting that result over the line, which we'll hopefully not see on Sunday either. But for me, it's just bad. Like, Leicester won the league a few years ago. That doesn't diminish what Liverpool went and did.
No. That's different, though, because they was outsiders. Like, I'll clap for Arsenal for finishing second. Well done, boys. You've done really well, and you've made... Otherwise, without you this season, the league would have been boring. Because it would have been a bygone formality that City were just going to walk.
Leicester would never stick around as well.
100%, yeah, that's another point entirely. But can I ask you this then? So last weekend, when all that went on with Man City, were you still Team Man City win the league?
When we was playing?
The chant and everything else that went with it. Like, I don't want them to enjoy another Premier League victory.
Right now, City's winning whatever they, apart from the Champions League, they can win every other competition and it will never make a difference to me, because... they're cannon fodder. They're not serious. They're not about that life. Right, yeah. Do you know what I mean? They're really not. Like, you can respect the players and you can respect Pep and what he does, but them as a club, I can't really take ultra serious, and like the fan base, I don't really take it that serious, because for me, until they're able to create that legacy, and as Paul was saying before, where you've got swaths of fans from all over hating you for various different reasons, it will never mean that much if City go on to do it. Whereas Arsenal have already established in that department, so it would be very difficult to take, especially with the added fuel that they'd have on Klopp.
Not wrong with a bit of schadenfreude every now and again. So, you know, reveling in the misery of other people is absolutely fine. You know,
everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Just to get onto the game and a little bit of the history, we've scored 19 goals against them in our last five games at Anfield. That's a thing. Five league games at Anfield, I should say. It doesn't really count for anything necessarily at the moment, but we actually had a super chat in or a comment in from one of our Wonder Kids members here on YouTube. Says, do you think we could see something mad by seeing Diaz, Salah, Nunes and Gakpo in the side on Sunday? If we do, what formation do you think we'll use? James, what do you think? Is it a bit too soon for Diaz?
Yeah, he definitely won't start the game. I think Klopp said earlier on in the week, he said there was an outside chance of him being on the bench against Arsenal. He said, more realistically, Leeds away would be his comeback game. But you do wonder, having seen Liverpool struggle again as an attacking force. And I just think also, if you're thinking about feel-good factors and getting people going, just having Diaz on the bench, I just think surely you'd to me, that would be a shrewd move. Even if you think, well, maybe you only bring him on if we desperately needed a goal with 10, 15 to go. I just think him warming up on the touchline just instantly just lifts the atmosphere around the place. So it's going to be interesting team-wise. I think as we touched upon at the start, I just don't think anyone who came in the other night, you know, really staked a claim to be kept in. Probably apart from Nunes, I think I definitely, you know, Jota worries me at the moment. Mm-hmm. I think it's got to be, you know, Gakpo, I think, was clearly rested because he was only one of three outfield players Klopp spared from criticism after the game at the Etihad. So yeah. I think it's got to be Gakpo, Nunes and Salah. And then I think, you know, Van Dijk, as long as he's completely over the illness, you know, him and Konate, Trent and Robertson come back in. And then, you know, it'll be Henderson, Fabinho plus, you know, one other, you know, Harvey Elliott, yeah, potentially. You know, probably I'd be surprised if he played Curtis again, you know, having with the way that they're managing him.
Do you know why Harvey Elliott was he
just rested, yeah. No, I think there was just a feeling that I think he's the only player, isn't he, who's been involved, yeah, in every single, either started, yeah, or come off the bench in every, yeah, single game in all comps this season. So I think they just thought it was a good chance to... It was his birthday
little
as well.
Little birthday vest.
Yeah. Enjoy your birthday, Harvey.
Yeah. I didn't know he had his birthday off.
But no, he was definitely training today. Yeah. So, you wonder whether he may well go for him. And now he's shown a lot of trust in Harvey Elliott, hasn't he, in a lot of big games this season, yeah, already.
No Arthur Mello.
Wild.
Will he ever pull on a Liverpool shirt again? That's the question.
Like, mad, that, isn't it? Absolutely mad. Abby, what would you be doing? Anything different to what James said?
I mean, I don't know, because he's made seven changes, didn't he, for the Chelsea game? Was it seven? Yeah. I don't know. I honestly can't predict it now after that, to be honest. I normally go quite basic, don't I? But I don't know, I couldn't predict it. I mean, I think Gakpo will
come back
in.
Thiago's been in training. You know,
yeah, see the pictures today.
Goal. Snapping Diaz, really.
I know, what was with that about Thiago? Bloody nearly breaking Diaz's leg. I was literally fuming at both of them.
What are you doing, you stupid boys?
And you wonder why they're injured.
More irresponsible, though. The person who thought that was a good idea to post on socials.
I know, I put it on. Nah, I was fuming. Yeah. Nah, just
it was like that video a couple of years ago when we were having a really intense season and him and Trent and Robbo were doing like that keepy-ups game and they were twatting at each other, yeah, and Jurgen, yeah, just comes over and goes, it's a game, boys.
You know, the climbing wall they've got in the training ground as well. We keep getting loads of injuries and we're all halfway up a wall and they're like, what are you doing?
Oh my God.
Yeah. But the big kids, aren't they? I remember like when it was snowing earlier in the year and there's an AstroTurf at my son's school, and the second they got out of class, they all ran onto this frozen AstroTurf and I just watched them go, whoop, 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 whoop. Gang of idiots, yeah, they're big kids. That's what they've all done. We think that's likely. Anyone want to throw anything wild out?
I've got exactly the same lineup as James just, yeah, said, by the way. And I just want to say on Gakpo, I think he's been brilliant. I honestly think he's been brilliant since he came in very difficult circumstances. New lad, new to the league, new to the side. A team really struggling for form, confidence and all the above. He's been outstanding since
he came in.
Learning
a new role as well.
Absolutely. He spoke about that this week, hasn't, yeah, he? And about how much Firmino's teaching him. Because I mentioned this a million times, I'll continue to do so. I spoke to Paul Ozenden when we signed him and he never even imagined he would play like a false nine. Yeah. It was a left winger, maybe as an actual nine sometimes, but the false nine's completely new to him and he's been superb at it, so I've been, yeah, so impressed. And Jota's coming up to a year now without a goal. Like that's a frightening prospect. Yeah, so definitely. I'd go with that front three. Yeah.
Can Liverpool beat Arsenal at the weekend, Dan Clubb?
Yeah, absolutely, especially at Anfield. Yeah, all the scars are going to come out for them for coming here, as well as they are going in the league, and they are going outstandingly well, and they hope they do win it. Not bringing that up again. yeah, of course we can beat them at Anfield. Of course we can.
Abel?
Yeah, we can beat them. I mean, we're not doing them no favours. Absolutely not. Not at this point.
It's a must-win for us, isn't it?
We can't
do favours anymore.
Yeah, we can't. Yeah. We've got no favours in the bank, sorry. Yeah.
Anything I predict doesn't happen, so I'll just say a draw. Honestly, if I predict something, it doesn't happen. May as well just, like, sometimes I'll just put a bet on of the opposite of what I want to happen.
That's a good idea.
It very much is.
Very smart. Did you bet against Frank Lampard getting the Chelsea job? So?
Yeah, I'm strangely confident, as I said before. It's not logical, is it, based on form at the minute? But then Liverpool this season haven't been particularly logical, and they have been relatively strong at home. I just think the place will be bouncing. If it was like a lunchtime Saturday, I'd probably feel a bit differently. Yeah. But I think the 4:30 Sunday gives people plenty of time in the pub before they get to the ground.
Easter Sunday as well, do you know what I mean? There's a resurrection.
Be full of chocolate and ale.
Yeah. And I think there'll be that little bit, won't they, of Arsenal, of kind of where Liverpool, you know, hope to be, expected to be, want to be. And there will be, regardless of who you want to win, I think there will be that feeling of wanting to cut them down to size a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, forget about the implications for the title race. It's big for Liverpool because, you know, don't win the game on Sunday. And I think that definitely is the final nail in the top four hopes.
Yeah.
Did he remind you of 13-14 Liverpool? This Arsenal, do you think they're better than that?
I think they might be better than that.
I think they're more...
They're more of a complete team.
Defensively, certainly. Yeah. Yeah, I think they'll be better than that.
There's less like... They've gone through those tests. It feels like there's less like, you know, like magic and spit and sawdust and just going on like winging a prayer and stuff. Like, it felt weird. That 13-14 team for us... There's like the Hillsborough Inquest stuff as well, isn't there, around that time? And it really felt like it was like someone from on high had come down and like
given
us something as opposed to the team necessarily being all together. Whereas Arsenal just feel they look like us. They look like us actually in 17-18. And that's what I'm hopeful of, that they've not quite got enough to get over the line. And if hopefully this is one where they start to stumble, for me anyway. Steve Ryder in our club legend Discord says, I'm just a deluded fan and still think we're going to kick their ass. There we go. That's the right kind of attitude for this one. Let's have a score prediction from everyone before we go. James?
3-1 Liverpool.
Oh, 2-2.
Is that because you don't want it to happen?
Because I don't want it to happen.
Yeah. Fair. I was going for 3-1 as well.
2-1 Liverpool.
3-2 Liverpool.
Ooh.
5-goal thriller.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.